team going into that regular season?
A lot better than I did a couple nights ago when we played and didn't play for 40 minutes. I felt like we finished stronger. We did a much better job defensively, especially in the second half. We made a lot of good adjustments. And this was a lot better team, and I feel like it really gave us a lot of good film work again and things that we can work on. And we only have 2 days to work on it, but I thought that this was a much better effort all around.
So did you get out of these exhibition games what you wanted to get?
Yeah, I think being this young, it was really important that we got everybody to get their feet wet. Everybody played both games. And we got, they've watched the entire first game on film. So I told them they didn't have to watch the entire one this one. We learned a lot of lessons in the first one, and I'm hoping everybody saw that we had a different mentality in this game.
Coach, last year Oregon was 9 for 12, 23 points for you. Is that the sort of performance you're going to sort of need night in and night out for her this year?
Yeah, that's a big thing with Liz's consistency. If we know what she can do, and she knows what she can do. She just has to be consistent. She has to bring that effort this year every night for us.
What are the identity of this team going to be this year? How are you guys going to play, do you think?
The identity is going to be a lot more up-tempo. I think we have a lot more athleticism, and we're a lot physically more tough. I think we'll be more physical. I think this is definitely the best year. Our strength and conditioning coach said it's the most athletic and physical team and mentally tough team that we've had since she has been here anyway.
Do you think Jess is that
you feel like? Well, and I'm starting defense first. I'm as far as the starting lineup, starting Jen Risper and Jess Mooney, those are our two best defenders. Jency Rhodes as a freshman isn't a slouch either. She anticipates really well and works really hard, so she's just getting better and better. Once she learns positioning and where she's supposed to be, she's very quick and anticipates. So I'm starting the defense this year more than I ever have, and then bringing shooters off the bench. And so that's why we started a little slow tonight, is they started in a zone, and I didn't necessarily have a zone lineup out there. But defensively is where we were getting points. The second half alone, we had, I think, 32 baskets off our defense. And that's what our goals are, is to score more defense, score offense off our defense, and that's what we think we'll be better at.
Is it good to have that challenge in that first 10 minutes? They shot around 75% early. Anderson, they were taking their shots, just to see how the team reacts in an exhibition?
Yeah, and I think, they got shots in the second half, but they were tired, and they didn't hit the shots they hit early on. And I think that really helped us to see, you can't let people, we weren't dictating, we didn't have enough ball pressure, we weren't jumping on every pass and in position, we were getting screened, whether we're in our man or our matchup. And so we talked a lot about those things at halftime. And so I think we did a much better job with all three of those things in the second half.
Talk about how they responded from that 20-0 run to close the half, turning a two-point game into extending it.
Well, and that's a tough thing. I think we also learned from last game, we didn't want to let up. And that's what we talked about. The last 8 to 10 minutes of the last game, we thought it was a horrible effort, and then when they watched it on film, they were as disappointed as I was, and they didn't want that to happen again. So one of the keys we were doing was, don't look at the clock, don't look at the score. We're here to improve and get better today. We have a game on Friday. And I think they're a lot more focused because there is a game on Friday, and they know the urgency, the sense of urgency now.
We don't talk about starting defense in terms of who you start and why you said defense first.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a little bit of a change for this program, which has been a three-point shooting, high field goal percentage.
Yep.
You set records in these areas, blah, 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 right? Is this going to be a...
And I think, yes, and I think our defense is going to be way ahead of our offense. But at the same time, I think this could be a really good offensive team. What's nice is we're going to have another weapon on offense. And actually, two things. We're going to be able to get points off our defense. We're not going to be just, hey, don't score on us. We're going to be able to dictate and be able to get points off it, and then we are going to be able to get offensive rebounding. I mean, that's one thing that Sherwood is very focused on. I mean, she's not known to be a great offensive rebounder or have a lot of rebounds. She shoots very well but doesn't go get the ball I think we're going to be a much better offensive rebounding team, and all our guards have rebounded. In the first game, I don't know what the stats were this game. First game, that was the most rebounds we've had from our group of guards since I've been here. So I think that's where the physical presence of what strength and conditioning has done and the athleticism that we've brought in, the combination of the two will make us better on the glass.
Are you talking about actually extending the pressing more too, just playing more?
Well, we pressed more, and we will press more, but at the same time, you know, we don't have to make every shot if we're going to be able to rebound. It was a catch-22. We were a poor rebounding team on offense. Defensively, I mean, a lot of teams think they get one and out against us. I mean, I don't think we've ever been a poor defensive rebounding team, but it never looks like that's one of our strengths, and we're always ranked real low in it because we don't get any offensive boards. So I think that's one of the things with really having, we're going to miss more shots, but we have a lot more drivers. So because we're more athletic, we'll penetrate, and then the defense has to rotate. And once there's rotation, that leaves the weak side for crashing the boards and rebounding. And nobody's ever had to rotate on us. I mean, we run our stuff, we shoot shots over screens and in the post. There's no rotation when you don't have drivers. And now we're learning when to drive, where to drive. We have more drivers as well as our high-low game. What we don't have as much is probably the three-point shooting, and that's what, you know, we've got to figure out. Maybe like tonight, I think it was kind of obvious at the beginning of the game, okay, we might have to move Tina to the three, and we did. When they were in zone, where we broke it open, we had Tina at the three guard. I'm sure Carol picked up on that. She hasn't played the three guard since her freshman year. But that gives us our best shooter now out there, and we're deeper in the post, so we can afford to bring her out there, and then she hit two threes.
Coach, it looks like you had four of your five starters between 24 and 27 minutes. Is that about the distribution you expect to have in the regular year?
No, I think they'll play more. They'll play 30. I would think your ideal, you know, 32 minutes. We were up in the 38, 40 minutes a game, which I'm hoping we won't have to. I think we've got more balance and more depth this year and not have to go that long with those positions. But, you know, they'll play 30 minutes a game. And, you know, your rotation, it's nice if you have eight. Some years you got seven, and nine would be a lot. And I got everybody in tonight, so. Yeah, Jess Mooney and Jen Risper, but also Jency Rhodes can penetrate from anywhere, anytime she wants to. She's very quick off the dribble, and we'll get more penetration from the top as well. And so, I mean, that to me is exciting because we want more penetration. We want to be able, you know, to not just be good against teams. You know, we don't want teams to be able to force us to drive and then not have an answer. And we've been like that in the past. We've had, you know, an inside answer. We've had an outside shooting answer. But I think this year we have the combination. And I think we have enough shooters. We just, you know, it's hard to replace Caroline Williams, who's shot it so well so much, and you just relied on it. But Lauren Leaders and Tina Worth and, what's her name? Rhodes hit two of hers, two for two out of hers. And then you have Meredith move to the two, and I like that lineup a lot because you have height and a point, so you're not playing two small kids, but I like playing two point guards as well, and Meredith then can play the two and shoot the basketball, and she shoots it very well. So, you know, we're gonna get a lot more, I think, in transition, which is more fun to watch, a lot more like I like to play, and it just takes time to get those pieces in and get it done.
Time for one more? So many young players, do you expect to be growing pains early on?
Yes, I expect that with, you know, being able to, you know, consistency, you know, what he was talking about earlier. I expect the three upperclassmen to be consistent. I think the underclassmen are going to probably early on be very inconsistent. But I think with Liz, Tina, and Jen, we have enough consistency there that, and they've played enough. That hopefully they can really help with that. And plus, we have such a strong schedule early. It's going to be interesting.